Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say a big thank you to each and every one of you that come back every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday to check out new episodes of this crazy podcast. I love you guys, man. I rock. And of course, to Avinso Gadgets that give us the best gadget to make all these prank calls, man. You guys should check them out for your best mobile gadgets right now. Okay, so today, I don't know why students just like causing problem. They cause a lot of problem in the uni, and they feel they can just fix it by writing letters. I don't know who these students feel they are, sha. But I have this crazy prank that I tag Fix the Wall. Check it out.
Hello?
Hold on. Hello, sir. He's on the line.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello? Am I on to Georgia Berry?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I got your message, the letter you wrote through me to the rector to release your friend, James Edidiong's car.
Okay.
So, I want to confirm, I have the electric poles that he broke fixed?
The electric poles?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure, and you guys have the audacity and tenacity to write. And even when we did investigations, we confirmed that it's not even your friend that broke down that thing. It's like it's you.
No. I only helped to write.
So he can't write. That's what you're telling me.
No, he can actually.
So why are you the one writing?
No, we brainstorm.
Because it's not brainstorming. You can't be brainstorming about a crime someone else has committed. You're like a corporate. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Now, we even went as far as asking questions, and all fingers are pointing that it's you. You used the car and bashed and spoiled school property, and you guys have not fixed it till today. And
The issue is that Edison actually broke down the pole with his car, and I only came in as a cosmetic to help out with the situation. That's all.
So,
I wasn't involved in any way.
No, you can't tell me you're not involved in any way. You can't. You're surprised. I'm a HOD for crying out loud. You're surprised I have your number. Are you sure you're a student of the school?
Yes, I am.
How can you be saying that? Now, that's not my problem with you. Why would you people be writing, first of all, without fixing the problem? Two, why are you the one writing? Why is it not a Didion writing? Now, I'm suspecting it's you, and I've put down little investigations. Peter,
check out that person.
I've put down little investigations to find out is you, George, who did that. And I'm putting it straight now to a director that is you. And they'll be coming for you too. Because you people have failed to fix that property. Instead, you people had the audacity to write.
Sir, please, where exactly are you now? So I can come and see you and clear myself. Please. Because this thing is, I don't understand because I'm not involved in any way. I'm just a customer.
You can't tell me you're not involved. I can see your writing here and I see your... Why would you tell me you're not involved? Then why are you writing? If you're not involved, why are you writing?
He's my customer and he told me he has a problem. I should help him and that was why I came in.
Now he puts you in trouble because he's denying he didn't do anything that you did.
I'm surprised how my number got there.
You are the person who bashed the car. Even your roommate, Tempo, confirmed it.
Can I come to the office, sir?
What are you coming to my office to do? Before you have to come to my office, that's if this matter does not escalate, you have to go and fix that pole first.
Okay.
Then you come with proof that you fixed the pole, then we can talk. And you have to be fast. This thing has to go in 48 hours because I'm really boiling. Why would you people even have... Who gave you guys the audacity to write me when you've not fixed the problem? Who?
Okay. I will, sir.
Who gave you the audacity to write me?
He came and said the HOD said they should write.
The HOD said they should write when he has not fixed the problem. And he lured you in and you wrote. Now he denied he didn't do it. Connived, I don't know if he's saying the truth. Connived with your roommate Temple and they said that you are the one who did it.
Jesus Christ. I don't even have a valid.
See, you have to be careful of what you write. Now you have to fix that thing because you are the person I know now. You are the person who wrote me. Aside the car we are holding, you are the next person I'm seeing writing me. So I'm holding you and the car.
Okay, sir.
So go and fix that thing and come see me. Oh?
Okay, sir.
You know Sophie, right?
Yes.
You know Sophie? Mm-hmm. Okay, you thank her because she's the person who is making me calm down a bit. All right? And my name is Laughing Gas. This is a prank call.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus. Good afternoon. Jesus. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. I am finished. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Do have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've been praying. Thank you. Yeah. I'll keep out.
Don't care.
Thank you.
Oh my God. This guy was really lost though. He thought that was his HOD. HOD my foot. Okay, don't forget you could be part of the podcast you want your loved ones pranked. It's very simple. Send the detailed info to my Instagram handle. It's at laughinggas_spelled LAFINGAS_. And please drop a review message. Tell me how you see the pranks. Tell me how you see the podcast. And house rules. Tell a friend. Don't laugh alone. Don't be stingy with your laughs. Till the next time when I meet you guys at this crazy prank, please stay safe. I love you guys and bye-bye.